The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo. Chapter 3, The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan. Text 1. Uddhava Uvacha Tata Sangatya Puram Svapitros Chikirsaya Sambaladeva Samyuta Napitya Tungad Ripuyuta Natam Hantam Vyakarshad Vyasam Oja Sorvyam. Synonyms. Uddhava Uvacha, Sri Uddhava said, Tata, thereafter, Sa, the Lord, Agatya, coming, Puram, to the city of Mathura, Svapitro, his own parents, Chikirsaya, wishing well, Sham, well-being, Baladev Samyuta, with Lord Baladev, Napitya, dragging down Tungat from the throne, Rupanyuta Natam, leader of public enemies, Yhatam, killed, Vyakarshat, pulled, Vyasam, dead, Ojasa, by strength, Orvyam, on the ground. Translation. Sri Uddhava said, Thereafter, Lord Krishna went to Mathura city with Sri Baladev, and to please their parents, they dragged Kamsa, the leader of public enemies, down from his throne and killed him, pulling him along the ground with great strength. Purport. King Kamsa's death was only briefly described here because such pastimes are vividly and elaborately described in the 10th canto. The Lord proved to be a worthy son of his parents, even at the age of 16 years. Both brothers, Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev, went to Mathura from Vrindavan and killed their maternal uncle, who had given so much trouble to their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. Kamsa was a great giant, and Vasudeva and Devaki never thought that Krishna and Balaram, Baladev, would be able to kill such a great and strong enemy. When the two brothers attacked Kamsa on the throne, their parents feared that now Kamsa would finally get the opportunity to kill their sons, whom they had hidden for so long in the house of Nanda Maharaj. The parents of the Lord, due to parental affection, felt extreme danger, and they almost fainted. Just to convince them that they had actually killed Kamsa, Krishna and Baladev pulled Kamsa's dead body along the ground to encourage them. Text 2. Sandipane sakrit proktam brahma hitya savistaram tasmai pradad varam putram mrityam panchajanodarat. Synonyms. Sandipane, of Sandipani Muni, sakrit, once only, proktam, instructed, brahma, all the Vedas with their different branches of knowledge, adhitya, after studying, sa vistaram, in all detail, tasmai, unto him, pradat, rewarded, varam, a benediction, putram, his son, mritam, who was already dead, panchajana, the region of the departed souls, udarat, from within. Translation. The Lord learned all the Vedas with their different branches, simply by hearing them once from his teacher, Sandipani Muni, whom he rewarded by bringing back his dead son from the region of Yamaloka. Purport. No one but the Supreme Lord can become well-versed in all the branches of Vedic wisdom simply by hearing once from his teacher. Nor can anyone bring a dead body back to life after the soul has already gone to the region of Yamaraj. But Lord Krishna ventured to the planet of Yamaloka and found the dead son of his teacher and brought him back to his father as a reward for the instructions received. The Lord is constitutionally well-versed in all the Vedas, and yet to teach by example that everyone must go to learn the Vedas from an authorized teacher and must satisfy the teacher by service and reward, he himself adopted this system. The Lord offered his services to his teacher, Sandipani Muni, and the Muni, knowing the power of the Lord, asked something which was impossible to be done by anyone else. The teacher asked that his beloved son, who had died, be brought back to him, and the Lord fulfilled the request. The Lord is not, therefore, an ingrate to anyone who renders him some sort of service. The devotees of the Lord who always engage in his loving service are never to be disappointed in the progressive march of devotional service. Text 3. Samahuta bhishmaka kanyayaye Shriya Sarvanena Bubhashaya Sashyan Gandharva Ritya Mishatam Sabhagam Jarepadam Murdini Dadat Suparna. Synonyms: Samahuta, invited, Bhishmaka, of King Bhishmaka, Kanyaya, by the daughter, Ye, all those, Shriya, fortune, Sa, Varena, by similar sequence, Babusaya, expecting to be so, Asham, all of them, Gandhara, in marrying, Vritya, by such a custom, Mishatam, carrying so, Swabhagam, own share, Jade, took away, Padam, feet, Murdini, on the head, Dadat, placed, Suparna, Garuda. Translation: attracted by the beauty and fortune of Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, many great princes and kings assembled to marry her. But Lord Krishna, stepping over the other hopeful candidates, carried her away as his own share, as Garuda carried away nectar. Purport: Princess Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, was actually as attractive as fortune itself, because she was as valuable as gold, both in color and in value. Since the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the property of the Supreme Lord, Rukmini was actually meant for Lord Krishna. But Shishupal was elected as her bridegroom by Rukmini's elder brother, although King Bhishmaka wanted his daughter to be married to Krishna. Rukmini invited Krishna to take her away from the clutches of Shishupal, so when the bridegroom, Shishupal, came there with his party with a desire to marry Rukmini, Krishna all of a sudden swept her from the scene, stepping over the heads of all the princes there, just as Garuda carried away nectar from the hands of the demons. This incident will be clearly explained in the 10th canto. Text 4. Kakud mino vidanaso damitva svayamvare nagnajitam yuvhava tadbhagna manam api gridyato jan jagnek shuta chastra brita svashastrai. Synonyms: kukudmina, bulls, avidanasa, whose noses were not pierced, damvita, damitva, subduing, svayamvare, in the open competition to select the bridegroom, Nagajitim, Princess Nagajiti, Udvuha, married, tadbhagnananam, in that way all who were disappointed, api even thought, griyata, wanted, ajnam, the fools, jagne, killed and wounded, akshata, without being wounded, shastra britta, equipped with all weapons, shva shastrai, by his own weapons. Translation: by subduing seven bulls whose noses were not pierced, the Lord achieved the hand of Princess Nagajiti by the open competition to select her bridegroom. Although the Lord was victorious, his competitors asked the hand of the princess, and thus there was a fight. Well equipped with weapons, the Lord killed or wounded all of them, but he himself was not hurt. Text 5. Priyam prabhur gramya eva priyaya vidhitsur archad durat dyutar rum yad arte radri adar adarvatam sagano rusanda kridam rigo nunam ayam vidunam. Synonyms: Priyam, of the dear wife, Prabhu, the Lord, Gramya, ordinary living being, Eva, in the manner of, Priyaya, just to please, Vidhitsu, wishing, Archat, brought about, Dyutaram, the Parijata flower tree, Yat, for which, Arte, in the matter of, Vajri, Indra, the king of heaven, Adravatam, went forward to fight with him, Sagana, with full strength, Rusa, in anger, Anda, blind, Kridam Mrika, henpecked, Nunam, of course, I am this, Vadhunam, of the wives. Translation: just to please his dear wife, the Lord brought back the Parijata tree from heaven, just as an ordinary husband would do. But Indra, the king of heaven, induced by his wives, henpecked as he was, ran after the Lord with full force to fight with him. Purport. The Lord once went to the heavenly planet to present an earring to Aditi, the mother of the demigods, and his wife Satyabhama also went with him. There was a special flowering tree called the Parijata, which grows only in the heavenly planets, and Satyabhama wanted this tree. Just to please his wife, like an ordinary husband, the Lord brought back the tree, and this enraged Vajri, or the controller of the thunderbolt. Indra's wives inspired him to run after the Lord to fight, and Indra, because he was a henpecked husband and also a fool, listened to them and dared to fight with Krishna. He was a fool on this occasion because he forgot that everything belongs to the Lord. There was no fault on the part of the Lord, even though he took away the tree from the heavenly kingdom, but because Indra was henpecked, dominated by his beautiful wives like Sachi, he became a fool, just as all persons who are dominated by their wives are generally foolish. Indra thought that Krishna was a henpecked husband, who only by the will of his wife Satyabhama took away the property of heaven, and therefore he thought that Krishna could be punished. He forgot that the Lord is the proprietor of everything and cannot be henpecked. The Lord is fully independent, and by his will only he can have hundreds and thousands of wives like Satyabhama. He was not therefore attached to Satyabhama because she was a beautiful wife, but he was pleased with her devotional service and thus wanted to reciprocate with unalloyed devotion, the unalloyed devotion of his devotee. Text 6. Sutambra de Khan Vipusa Grasantam Drishvasunabho Madmitam Daritya Amar Ritas Tat Tanus Yasyas Ye Shesam Tatvatad Antapuram Avivesha. Synonyms: Sutam, son, Mrigde, in the fight. Come, the sky, Vapusa, by his body, Grisantam, while devouring Drishva, seeing Sunaba by the Sudarshan disc wheel, Anmutmatitam, killed Daritya by the earth. Amantrita, being prayed for, Tat Tanyaya, the son of Narakasura, Sesham, that which was taken from, Dattva returning it, Tat his. Antapuram, inside the house, Avivesha, entered. Translation: Narakasura, the son of Daritri, the earth, tried to grasp the whole sky, and for this he was killed by the Lord in a fight. His mother prayed to the Lord, and thus led to the return of the kingdom to the son of Narakasura, and thus the Lord entered the house of the demon. Purport. It is said in other Puranas that Narakasura was the son of Daritri, the earth, by the Lord himself, but he became a demon due to the bad association of Bana, another demon. An atheist is called a demon, and it is a fact that even a person born of good parents can turn into a demon by bad association. Birth is not always the criterion of goodness. Unless and until one is trained in the culture of good association, one cannot become good. Text 7. Tataritas ta naradeva kanya kujena drisva harim artabandum utaya sadyo jagrihu praharsha Vrindanu Raga Paritavalo Kai. Synonyms: Tatra, inside the house of Narakasura, Rita, kidnapped, ta, all those, Naradeva Kanya, daughters of many kings, Kunjena, by the demon, Drisva, by seeing Harim, the Lord, Artabandum, the friend of the distress, Utaya, at once got up, Sadya, then and there, Jagrigu, accepted, Paharsha, joyfully, Vrinda, shyness, Anuraga, attachment, Prahita Avalokai, by eager glances. Translation: there, in the house of the demon, all the princesses kidnapped by Narakasura at once became alert upon seeing the Lord, the friend of the distressed. They looked upon him with eagerness, joy, and shyness, and offered to be his wives. Purport: Narakasura kidnapped many daughters of great kings and kept them imprisoned in his palace. But when he was killed by the Lord, and the Lord entered the house of the demon, that all the princesses were enlivened with joy and offered to become his wives, because the Lord is the only friend of the distressed. Since the Lord accepted them, there would be no chance of their being married, because the demon kidnapped them from their father's custody, and therefore no one would agree to marry them. According to Vedic society, girls are transferred from the custody of the father to the custody of the husband. Since these princesses had already been taken away from the custody of their fathers, it would have been very difficult for them to have any husband other than the Lord himself. Text 8. Asam hurta ekeshmin nana gareshu yositam savitam jagre jarigre panim aru anurupa svamadyaya mayaya. Synonyms: asam, all those, muhurte, at one time, ekasmin, simultaneously, nana agareshu, in different compartments, yositam, of the women, savitam, with perfect rituals, jarige, accepted, panim, hands, anurupa, exactly to match, svamayaya, by his internal potency. Translation: all those princesses were lodged in different apartments, and the Lord simultaneously assumed different bodily expansions, exactly matching each and every princess. He accepted their hands in perfect rituals by his internal potency. Purport: in the Brahma Samhita 533, the Lord is described as follows in regard to his innumerable planetary expansions: Advaitam achutam anadim anandarupam adhyam purana purusham navayovanam cha vedesha durlabha madurlabha matma bhakto govindam adi purusham tamam bhajami. Quote, the Lord, Govinda, whom I worship, is the original personality of Godhead. He is not different from his innumerable plenary expansions, who are all infallible, original, and unlimited, and have eternal forms. Although he is primeval, he's the oldest personality. He's always fresh and young. End quote. By his internal potency, the Lord can expand himself into various personalities of Swayam Prakash, and then and again into Prabhava and Vaibhava forms, and all of them are non-different from one another. The forms into which the Lord expanded to marry the princesses in different apartments were all slightly different, just to match each and every one of them. They are called Vaibhava Vilas forms of the Lord and are affected by his internal potency, Yogamaya. Text 9. Tvasapita yani anjanayad atma tulyani sarvata ekai kasyam dasadasa prakritir vibhutshaya. Synonyms: tasu, unto them, apatyani, offspring, anjanayat, begot, atmatulyani, all like himself, sarvata, in all respects, eka eka shyam, in each and every one of them, dasa ten, prakrite, for expanding himself, vibhubhushaya, so desiring. Translation: just to expand himself according to his transcendental features, the Lord begot in each and every one of them 10 offspring with exactly his own qualities. Text 10. Kalamagada salvadin anikai rudanta param ajigna nat svayam divyam swapumsam teja adisat. Synonyms: Kala, Kalyavan, Magadha, the king of Magadha, Jarasandha, Shalva, king Shalva, Adin, and others, Anikai, by the soldiers, Rudhanta, being encircled, Puram, the city of Mathura, Ajiganat, killed, Swayam personally, Divyam, transcendental Swapumsam, of his own men, Teja, prowess, Adisha, exhibited. Translation: Kalyavan, the king of Magadha, and Salva attacked the city of Mathura, but when the city was encircled by their soldiers, the Lord refrained from killing them personally, just to show the power of his own men. Purport: after the death of Kamsa, when Mathura was encircled by the soldiers of Kalyavan, Jarasandha and Salva, the Lord seemingly fled from the city, and thus he is known as Ranchor, or one who fled from fighting. Actually, the fact was that the Lord wanted to kill them through the agency of his own men, devotees like Muchukunda and Bhima. Kaliyavan and the king of Magadha were killed by Muchikunda and Bhima respectively, who acted as agents of the Lord. By such acts, the Lord wanted to exhibit the prowess of his devotees, as if he were personally unable to fight, but his devotees could kill them. The relationship of the Lord with his devotees is a very happy one. Actually, the Lord descended at the request of Brahma in order to kill all the undesirables in the world. But to divide the share of glory, he sometimes engaged his devotees to take the credit. The battle of Kurukshetra was designed by the Lord himself, but just to give credit to his devotee, Arjuna, Nirmita Matram Bhava Shravya Shachin, he played the part of the charioteer, while Arjuna was given the chance to play the fighter and thus become the hero of the battle of Kurukshetra. What he wants to do himself by his transcendental plans, he executes through his confidential devotees. That is the way of the Lord's mercy toward his pure, unalloyed devotees. Text 11. Sambaram dvividambanam muram balavam evacha anyam cha dantavakradin avakdit kams chagatagyat. Synonyms. Shambaram, sambara, dvividam, dvida, banam, bana, muram, mura, balavam, bavalam, bavala, cheva, cha, as also, ayan, others, cha, also, dantavakra, din, like dantavakra and others, ada, avahdit, killed, kancha, and many others, gatayat, caused to be killed. Translation. Of kings like Shambara, dvida, bana, Mura, Bhavala, and many other demons, such as Dantavakra. Some he killed himself, and some he caused to be killed by others, Sri Baladev, etc. Text 12. Ata te bratriputanam pakshayo patitam ripam chanchalabhu kurukshetram yesam apatatam balai. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter. Te, your Bharati Putaranam, of the nephews, Pakshayo, of both sides, Patitan, killed, Nripam, kings, Chachala, shook, Bhu, the earth, Kurukshetram, the battle of Kurukshetra, Yesham, of whom, Upatatam, traversing, Balai, by strength. Translation. Then, O Vidura, the Lord caused all the kings, both the enemies and those on the side of your fighting nephews, to be killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. All those kings were so great and strong that the earth seemed to shake as they traversed the war field. Text 13. Sakarna Dushashana Sabol Lanam Kamantra Pakena Satashya Yusam Suyandanam Sanucharam Sayanam Bangurum Udvyam Nanananda Pasyan. Synonym. Sa, he, the Lord, Karna, Dushashan, Subalanam, Subala, Kumantra Pakena, by the intricacy of ill advice, Hatashriya, benefit of bereft of fortune, Ayusam, duration of life, Suyodanam, Duryodhan, Sa Anucharam, with followers, Sayanam, lying down, Bunga, broken, Urum, thighs, Urvyam, very powerful, Na, did not, Nananda, take pleasure, Pasyan, seeing like that. Translation. Duryodhan was bereft of his fortune and duration of life because of the intricacies of ill advice given by Karna, Dushashan, and Shobala. When he lay on the ground with his followers, his thighs broken, although he was powerful, the Lord was not happy to see the scene. Report. The fall of Duryodhan, the leading son of Dhritarashtra, was not pleasing to the Lord, although he was on the side of Arjuna, and it was he who advised Bhima how to break the thighs of Duryodhan while the fight was going on. The Lord is constrained to award punishment upon the wrongdoer, but he is not happy to award such punishments because the living entities are originally his parts and parcels. He is harder than the thunderbolt for the wrongdoer, and softer than the rose for the faithful. The wrongdoer is misled by bad associates and by ill advice, which is against the established principles of the Lord's order, and thus he becomes subject to punishment. The surest path to happiness is to live by the principles laid down by the Lord and not disobey his established laws, which are enacted in the Vedas and the Puranas for the forgetful living entities. Text 14. Kuyan buvoyam kshapitaro baro yadrona bishmarjuna bhima mulai asta dashakshau hiniko madam shar aste balam dur visheham yadunam. Synonyms. Kiryan. What is this, Dvuva, of the earth? I am this. Kshapita, abated. Uru, very great. Bara, burden. Yat, which. Drona, Drona. Bhishma, Bhishma. Arjuna, Arjuna. Bhima, Bhima. Mulai, with the help. Astadas, 18. Akshahinika, phalanxes of military strength. Mad, Mat Amsai, with my descendants. Aste, are still there. Balam, great strength. Dervisaham, unbearable, Yadunam, of the Yadu dynasty. Translation. After the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, the Lord said, the abatement of the earth's great burden, 18 Akshahinis, has now been effected with the help of Drona, Bhishma, Arjuna, and Bhima. But what is this? There is still the great strength of the Yadu dynasty, born of myself, which may be a more unbearable burden. Purport. It is a wrong theory that due to an increase in population, the world becomes overburdened and therefore there are wars and other annihilating processes. The earth is never overburdened. The heaviest mountains and oceans on the face of the earth can hold more living entities than there are human beings, and they are not overburdened. If a census were taken of all the living beings on the surface of the earth, certainly it would be found that the number of humans is not even 5% of the total number of living beings. If the birthplace rate of human beings is increasing, then the birth rate of upper living beings is increasing proportionally. The birth rate of lower animals, beasts, aquatics, birds, etc., is far greater than that of human beings. There is an adequate arrangement for food for all the living beings all over the earth by the order of the Supreme Lord, and he can arrange more and more if there is actually a disproportionate increase of living beings. Therefore, there is no question of an increase in population causing a burden. The earth became overburdened due to dharma glani, or irregular discharge of the Lord's desire. The Lord appears on the earth to curb the increase in miscreants and not to the increase in population, as is wrongly put forward by the mundane economist. When Lord Krishna appeared, there had been a sufficient increase in miscreants who had violated the desire of the Lord. The material creation is meant for fulfilling the desire of the Lord, and his desire is that the conditioned souls who are unfit to enter into the kingdom of God have a chance to improve their conditions for entering. The entire process of cosmic arrangement is intended just to give a chance to the conditioned souls to enter the kingdom of God, and there is an adequate arrangement for their maintenance by the nature of the Lord. Therefore, although there may be a great increase in population on the surface of the earth, if the people are exactly in line with God consciousness and are not miscreants, such a burden on the earth is a source of pleasure for her. There are two kinds of burdens. There is the burden of the beast and the burden of love. The burden of the beast is unbearable, but the burden of love is a source of pleasure. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the burden of love very practically. He says that the burden of the husband on the young wife, the burden of the child on the lap of the mother, and the burden of wealth on the businessman, although actually burdens from the viewpoint of the heaviness, are sources of pleasure, and in the absence of such burdensome objects, one may feel the burden of separation, which is heavier to bear than the actual burden of love. When Lord Krishna referred to the burden of the Yadu dynasty on the earth, he referred to something different than the burden of the beast. The large numbers of family members born of Lord Krishna counted into some millions and were certainly a great increase in the population of the earth, but because all of them were expansions of the Lord himself by his transcendental planetary expansions, they were a source of great pleasure for the earth. When the Lord referred to them in connection with the burden of the earth, he had in mind their imminent disappearance from the earth. All the members of the family of Lord Krishna were incarnations of different demigods, and they were to disappear from the surface of the earth along with the Lord. When he referred to the unbearable heaviness of the earth in connection with the Yadu dynasty, he was referring to the burden of their separation. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this inference. Text 15. Mito yadaisham bhavita vivado madav amadatam vilo chananam naisam badhopayan inan atonyo mai udyate nardadate swayam sma. Synonyms: mita, one another, yada, when, asham, of them, bhavita, will take place, vivida, quarrel, madhu amada, intoxication by drinking, atamra vilochananam, of their eyes being copper red, na, not asham, of them, vada upaya, means of disappearance, eon, like this, ata, besides this, anya, alternative, mai, on my, udyate, disappearance, anta dadate, will disappear svayam, themselves, sma, certainly. Translation: when they quarrel among themselves, influenced by intoxication, their eyes red like copper because of drinking madhu, then only will they disappear, otherwise it will not be possible. On my disappearance, this incident will take place. Report: the Lord and his associates appear and disappear by the will of the Lord. They are not subjected to the laws of material nature. No one was able to kill the family of the Lord, nor was there any possibility of their natural death by the laws of nature. The only means, therefore, for their disappearance was the make show of a fight amongst themselves, as if brawling in intoxication due to drinking. That so-called fighting would also take place by the will of the Lord. Otherwise, there would be no cause for their fighting. Just as Arjuna was made to be illusioned by family affection, and thus the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, so the Yadu dynasty was made to be intoxicated by the will of the Lord and nothing more. The devotees and associates of the Lord are completely surrendered souls. Thus they are transcendental instruments in the hands of the Lord and can be used in any way the Lord desires. The pure devotees also enjoy such pastimes of the Lord because they want to see him happy. Devotees of the Lord never assert independent individuality. On the contrary, they utilize their individuality in pursuit of the desires of the Lord, and this cooperation of the devotees with the Lord makes a perfect scene of the Lord's pastimes. Text 16. Evam sanchitya bhagavan sraraje stapya dharmajam nandayam asasurida sadunam vartmadashayan. Synonyms: evam, thus, sanchintya, thinking within himself, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, svarajya, in his own kingdom, stapya, installing dharmajam, Maharaj Yudhisthira, nandayamasa, gladdened, surida, the friends, sadunam, of the saints, vartma, the path, darshayan, by indicating. Translation: Lord Sri Krishna, thus thinking to himself, established Maharaj Yudhisthira in the position of supreme control of the world in order to show the ideal of administration on the path of piety. Text 17. Uttarayam drita praror vamsa sadav abhimanyuna savai droni astra samplusta punar bhagavata drita. Synonyms: Uttarayam, unto Uttara, Drita, conceived, Puro, of Puru, Vamsa, descended, Sadhu Abhimanyuna, by the hero of Abhimanyu, Sahi, by certainly, Droni Astra, by the weapon of Droni, son of Drona, Samplusta, being burnt, Puna, again, for the second time, Bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead, Drita, was protected. Translation: the embryo of Puru's descendant, begotten by the great hero Abhimanyu in the womb of Uttara, his wife, was burnt by the weapon of the son of Drona, but later he was again protected by the Lord. Purport: the embryonic body of Parikshit, which was in formation after Uttara's pregnancy by Abhimanyu, the great hero, was burned by the Brahmastra of Asvatthama, but a second body was given by the Lord within the womb, and thus the descendant of Purva was saved. This incident is the direct proof that the body of the living entity and the living entity's spiritual spark are different. When the living entity takes shelter in the womb of a woman through the injection of the semen of a man, there is an emulsification of the man's and woman's discharges, and thus a body is formed in the size of a pea, gradually developing into a complete body. But if the developing embryo is destroyed in some way or other, the living entity has to take shelter in another body or in the womb of another woman. The particular living entity who was selected to be the descendant of Maharaj Puru, or the Pandavas, was not an ordinary living entity, and by the superior will of the Lord, he was destined to be the successor of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Therefore, when Asvatthama destroyed the embryo of Maharaj Parikshit, the Lord, by his own internal potency, entered the womb into the womb of Uttara by his plenary portion just to give audience to the would-be Maharaj Parikshit, who was in great danger. By his appearance within the womb, the Lord encouraged the child and gave him complete protection in a new body by his omnipotency. By his power of omnipresence, he was present both inside and outside of Uttara and other members of the Pandava family. Text 18. Ajayajad dharmasutam ashamedaistribir vibhu sopikshamam anujai rakshan Reme Krishnam Anuvrata. Synonyms: Ayajayat, made to perform Dharma Sutam by the son of Dharma, Maharaj Yudhisthira. Ashramedai, by horse sacrifice. Tibi, 3. Vibhu, the Supreme Lord, Sa, Maharaj Yudhisthira. Api, also Chamam, the earth. Anujai, assisted by his three younger brothers, Rakshan, protecting. Reme enjoyed Krishnam, the Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Anuvrata, constant follower. Translation: the Supreme Lord induced the son of Dharma to perform three horse sacrifices, and Maharaj Yudhisthira, constantly following Krishna, the personality of Godhead, protected and enjoyed the earth, assisted by his younger brothers. Purport: Maharaj Yudhisthira was the ideal monarchical representative of the earth because he was a constant follower of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. As stated in the Vedas, Isha Upanishad, the Lord is the proprietor of the entire manifested cosmic creation, which presents a chance for the conditioned souls to revive their eternal relationship with the Lord and thus go back to home, back to Godhead. The whole system of the material world is arranged with that program and plan. Anyone who violates the plan is punished by the law of nature, which is acting by the direction of the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Yudhisthira was installed on the throne of the earth as a representative of the Lord. The king is always expected to be the representative of the Lord. Perfect monarchy necessitates representation of the supreme will of the Lord, and Maharaj Yudhisthira was the ideal monarch on this supreme principle. Both the king and the subjects were happy in the discharge of worldly duties, and thus protection of the citizens and enjoyment of natural life with full cooperation of material nature followed in the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira and his worthy descendants like Maharaj Parikshit. Text 19. Bhagavan api vishmatma lokaveda patangunaga kamam shivshveve darvatyam ashakta Shakyam Astita. Synonyms: Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Api, also. Vishva Atma, the super soul of the universe. Loka, customary. Veda, Vedic principles. Panta Anaga, follower of the path. Kamam, the necessities of life. Shisheve, enjoyed. Darvatyam, in the city of Dwarka. Ashakta, without being attached. Shankyam, knowledge in Shankya philosophy. Astita, being situated. Translation: simultaneously, the personality of Godhead enjoyed life in the city of Dwarka, strictly in conformity with the Vedic customs of society. He was situated in detachment and knowledge, as enunciated by the Sankhya system of philosophy. Purport: while Maharaj Yudhisthira was the emperor of the earth, Lord Sri Krishna was the king of Dwarka and was known as Dwarkadish. Like other subordinate kings, he was under the regime of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Although Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme emperor of the entire creation. While he was on this earth, he never violated the principles of the Vedic injunctions because they are the guide for human life. Regulated human life according to the Vedic principles, which are based on the system of knowledge called Sankhya philosophy, is the real way of enjoyment of the necessities of life. Without such knowledge, detachment, and custom, the so-called human civilization is no more than an animal society of eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy. The Lord was acting freely, as he willed, yet by his practical example he taught not to lead a life which goes against the principles of detachment and knowledge. Attachment of knowledge and detachment, attainment of knowledge and detachment, as very elaborately discussed in Sankhya philosophy, is the real perfection of life. Knowledge means to know that the mission of the human form of life is to end all the miseries of material existence, and that in spite of having to fulfill the bodily necessities in a regulated way, one must be detached from such animal life. Fulfilling the demands of the body is animal life, and fulfilling the mission of the spirit soul is the human mission. Text 20. Snigdha smitat valokena vacha piyusa kalpaya charitenana vadyena srinikitena chatmana. Synonyms: snigdha, gentle; smita, avalokena, by a glance, with a sweet smile; vacha, by words; piyusha kalpaya, compared to nectar; charitrena, by character; anavadyena, without flaw; shri, fortune; nikitena, residence; cha, and atmana, by his transcendental body. Translation: he was there, in his transcendental body, the residence of the goddess of fortune, with his usual gentle and sweetly smiling face, his nectarian words, and his flawless character. Purport: in the previous verse, it is described that Lord Krishna, being situated in the truths of Sankhya philosophy, is detached from all kinds of matter. In the present verse, it is described that he is the residence of the goddess of fortune. These two things are not at all contradictory. Lord Krishna is detached from the variegatedness of the inferior nature, but he is in eternal, blissful enjoyment of the spiritual nature, or his internal potency. One who has a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand this distinction between the external and internal potencies. In the Bhagavad Gita, the internal potency is described as the Paraprakriti. In the Vishnu Purana also, the internal potency of Vishnu is described as Parashakti. The Lord is never detached from the association of Parashakti. This Parashakti and her manifestations are described in the Brahma Samhita 9.537 as Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratita Vitabi. The Lord is eternally joyful and cognizant in the taste derived from such transcendental bliss. Negation of the variegatedness of the inferior energy does not necessitate negation of the positive transcendental bliss of the spiritual world. Therefore, the Lord's gentleness, his smile, his character, and everything related to him are all transcendental. Such manifestations of the internal potency are the reality, of which the material shadow is only a temporary representation, from which everyone with proper knowledge must be detached. Text 21. Imam lokam imum chaiva ramayan sutaram adyadun reme kshana daya datta kshana stri kshana dasoridi shrida. Synonyms: imam, this; lokam, earth; amum, and the other worlds; cha, also; eva, certainly; ramayan, pleasing; sutaram, specifically; yadun, the yadus; reme, enjoyed; kshanadaya, by night; datta, given by; kshana, leisure; stri, with women; kshana, conjugal love; sarida, friendship. Translation: the Lord enjoyed his pastimes both in this world and in other worlds, higher planets, specifically in the association of the Yadu dynasty. At leisure hours offered by night, he enjoyed the friendship of conjugal love with women. Purport: the Lord enjoyed in this world with his pure devotees. Although he is the personality of Godhead and is transcendental to all material attachment, he nevertheless exhibited much attachment for his pure devotees on the earth, as well as for the demigods who engage in his service in the heavenly planets as powerful, dedicated directors of the management of all material activities. He displayed special attachment for his family members, the Yadus, as well as for his 16,000 wives, who had the opportunity to meet him in the leisure hours of night. All these attachments of the Lord are manifestations of his internal potency, of which the external potency is only a shadow representation. In the Skanda Purana, Prabhashkanda, in the topics between Lord Shiva and Gauri, the manifestation of his internal potencies is confirmed. There is mention of the Lord's meeting with 16,000 cowherd damsels, although he is the Hamsa, transcendental supersoul, and maintainer of all living entities. The 16,000 cowherd damsels are a display of the 16 varieties of internal potencies. This will be more elaborately explained in the 10th canto. It is said there that Lord Krishna is just like the moon, and the damsels, part of his internal potencies, are like the stars around the moon. Text 22. Tasyaivam ramana sya samvatsara ganam gvipahun gam samedesu yogeshu vairaga samajayate. Synonyms: tasya, his, evam, thus, ramanasya, enjoying, samvatsara, years, ganan, many, bahun, great many, griyamedeshu, in household life, yogeshu, in sex life, viraga, detachment, samyajayata, awakened. Translation: the Lord was thus engaged in household life for many, many years, but at last his detachment from ephemeral sex life was fully manifested. Purport: although the Lord was never attached to any kind of material sex life, as the universal teacher, he remained a householder for many, many years, just to teach others how to live in householder life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the word samajayata means, quote, fully exhibited, end quote. In all his activities while present on the earth, the Lord exhibited detachment. This was fully disclosed when he wanted to teach by example that one should not remain attached to household life for all the days of one's life. One should naturally develop detachment as a matter of course. And the Lord's detachment from household life does not indicate detachment from his eternal associates, the transcendental cowherd damsels. But the Lord desired to end his so-called attachment to the three modes of material nature. He can never be detached from the service of his transcendental associates, like Rukmini and other goddesses of fortune, as described in the Brahma Samhita, 529, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam. Text 23. Daivadineshu kameshu daivadina swayam puman ko visram beta yogena yogeshwaram anuvrata. Synonyms: daiva, supernatural, adineshu, being controlled, kameshu, in sense enjoyment, daiva adhina, controlled by supernatural force, swayam, himself, puman, living entity, ka, whoever, visram beta, can have faith in, yogena, by devotional service, yogeshwaram, the Supreme Lord, anuvrata, serving. Translation: every living entity is controlled by a supernatural force, and thus his sense enjoyment is also under the control of that supernatural force. No one, therefore, can put his faith in Lord Krishna's transcendental sense activities, but one who has become a devotee of the Lord by rendering devotional service. Purport: as stated in Bhagavad Gita, no one can understand the transcendental birth and activities of the Lord. The same fact is herein corroborated. No one but one who is enlightened by the devotional service of the Lord can understand the difference between the Lord's activities and those of others who are controlled by the supernatural force. The sense enjoyment of all animals, men, and demigods within the pure view of the material universe is controlled by the supernatural force called the Prakriti, or Daivi Maya. No one is independent in obtaining sense enjoyment, and everyone in this material world is after sense enjoyment. Persons who are themselves under control of supernatural power cannot believe that Krishna is not under any control beyond himself in the matter of sense enjoyment. They cannot understand that his senses are transcendental. In the Brahma Samhita, the Lord's senses are described as omnipotent, i.e., with any sense he can perform the activities of the other senses. One who has limited senses cannot believe that the Lord can eat by his transcendental power of hearing, and can perform the act of sex life simply by seeing. The controlled living entity cannot even dream of such sense activities in his conditional life, but simply by the activities of bhakti yoga he can understand that the Lord and his activities are always transcendental. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, bhakti ma majit bhavijananti yavanyas chasmi tattvata. One cannot know even a fraction of the activities of the Lord if he is not a pure devotee of the Lord. Text 24. Puryam kadachit kridabir yadu boja kumarakai kopita muniase pur bhagavan mata kovida. Synonyms: Puryam, in the city of Dwarka, kadachit, once upon a time, kridabir, by sporting activities, yadu, the descendants of yadu, boja, descendants of boja, kumarakai, princes, kopita, became angry, munya, the great sages, sepa, cursed, bhagavat, the personality of Godhead, mata, desire, kovida, cognizant. Translation: once upon a time, the great sages were made angry by the sporting activities of the princely descendants of the yadu and boja dynasties, and thus, as desired by the Lord, the sages cursed them. Purport: the associates of the Lord who were playing the part of princely descendants of the Yadu and Boja dynasties were not ordinary living entities. It is not possible that they could offend any saintly man or sage, nor could the sages, who were all pure devotees of the Lord, be influenced by anger by any of the sporting activities of the princes born of the holy Yadu dynasties of Yadu or Boja, wherein the Lord himself appeared as a descendant. The cursing of the princes by the sages was another transcendental pastime of the Lord to make a show of anger. The princes were cursed in order that one may know that even the descendants of the Lord, who could never be vanquished by any act of material nature, were subjected to reactions of anger by the great devotees of the Lord. One should therefore take great care and attention not to commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord. Text 25. Tata kite payar masar Vishni bojan daka daya yayu prabhasam samhrista yatar deva vimohita. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, kapitayai, a few, masai, months passing, Vishni, the descendants of Vishni, Boja, the descendants of Boja, Andaka daya, and others like the sons of Andaka, yayu went prabhasam, the place of pilgrimage named Prabhas, samhrista, with great pleasure, Ratai, on their chariots, Deva, by Krishna, Vimohita, bewildered. Translation: a few months passed, and then, bewildered by Krishna, all the descendants of Vishni, Boja, and Andaka, who were incarnations of demigods, went to Brabhash, while those who were eternal devotees of the Lord did not leave, but remained in Dwarka. Text 26. Tatras natva pratir devan Risims chaiva tad ambasa tarpadit vata viprebyo gavo bahu gunadadu. Synonyms: tatra, there, snatvat, by taking bath, pritin, forefathers, devan, demigods, rishin, great sages, cha, also, eva, certainly, tat, of that, ambasa, by the water, tarpayitva, by pleasing, ata, thereupon, viprebya, unto the brahmanas, Gava, cows, bahuguna, greatly useful, dadu, gave in charity. Translation: after arriving there, all of them took bath, and with the water of this place of pilgrimage, they offered their respects to the forefathers, demigods, and great sages, and thus satisfied them. They gave cows to the brahmanas in royal charity. Purport: amongst the devotees of the Lord, there are several divisions, namely nityasiddhas and sadhanasiddhas. The nityasiddha devotees never fall down into the region of material atmosphere, even though they sometimes come onto the material plane to execute the mission of the Lord. The sadhanasiddha devotees are chosen from the conditioned souls. Out of the sadhanasiddha devotees, there are mixed and pure devotees. The mixed devotees are sometimes enthusiastic about fruitive activities and are habituated to philosophical speculation. The pure devotees are freed from all these mixtures and are completely absorbed in the service of the Lord, regardless of how and where they are situated. Pure devotees of the Lord are not enthusiastic to put aside their service to the Lord in order to go visit holy places of pilgrimage. A great devotee of the Lord in modern times, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, has sung like this, quote, "To visit holy places of pilgrimage is another bewilderment of the mind, because devotional service to the Lord at any place is the last word into spiritual perfection," end quote. For a pure devotee of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord who are completely satisfied with the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there is hardly any necessity to visit the various places of pilgrimage. But those who are not so advanced have the prescribed duties of visiting pilgrimage sites and regularly performing the rituals. The part of the princely order of the Yadu dynasty who went to Barbash performed all duties to be done in the place of pilgrimage and offered their pious actions to their forefathers and others. As a rule, every human being is indebted to God, the demigods, great sages, other living entities, people in general, forefathers, etc., for various contributions received from them. Thus, everyone is obliged to repay their debt of gratitude. The Yadus who went to Prabhash pilgrimage site performed their duties by distributing land, gold, and well-nourished cows in royal charity, as described in the following verse. Text 27. Hiranyam Grajatam Sayam Vasamsi Ajina Kambalan Yatan Raja Ratan Abaj Kanyan Dharmam Briti Karin Api. Synonyms: Hiranyam, gold, Rajatam, gold coins, Rajan, bedding, Vasamsi, clothing, Anjina, animal skins for seats, Kambalan, blankets, Yadam, horses, Ratan, chariots, Iban, elephants, Kanya, girls, Dharam, land, Vriti, Karim, to provide livelihood, Chap, Api, also. Translation: the Brahmanas were not only given well-fed cows in charity, but also gold, gold coins, bedding, clothing, animal skin seats, blankets, horses, elephants, girls, and sufficient land for maintenance. Purport: all these charities were meant for the Brahmanas, whose lives were devoted entirely to the welfare of society, both spiritually and materially. The Brahmanas were not given their services as paid servants, but the society provided them with all necessities. It was arranged for some of the Brahmanas who were in difficulty for marriage to be given girls. The Brahmanas, therefore, had no economic problems. The Kshatriya kings and rich mercantile men would provide them with all they needed. In exchange, the Brahmanas were completely devoted to the elevation of society. That was the way of social cooperation between the different castes. When the Brahmana class or caste generally became easygoing, being fed by the society although they had no Brahminical qualifications, they degraded themselves into Brahma Bandhus, or disqualified Brahmanas, and thus other members of society also gradually fell down from the social standard of progressive life. As described in Bhagavad Gita, the caste system is the creation of the Lord and is arranged according to the quality of work rendered to society, and not in terms of birthright, as falsely claimed in the present degraded society. Text 28. Anam chori rasantebhyo datta bhagavad arpanam govipartha savar sura prane mur bhuvi murdhabi. Synonyms: anam, foodstuff, cha, also, urams, uru rasam, highly delicious, tebhya, unto the brahmanas, dattva, after supplying bhagavad arpanam, which was first offered to the personality of Godhead, go, cows, vipra, brahmanas, arta, purpose, ashrafa, purpose of living, shura, all the valiant kshatriyas, pranimu, offered obeisances, bhuvi, touching the ground, murdhabi, with their heads. Translation: thereafter they offered the brahmanas highly delicious foodstuffs first offered to the personality of Godhead, and offered their respectful obeisances by touching their heads to the ground. They lived perfectly by protecting the cows and the brahmanas. Purport: the behavior exhibited by the descendants of Yadu in the pilgrimage site of Prabhas was highly cultured and exactly to the point of human perfection. Perfection of human life is attained by following the three principles of civilization: protecting the cows, maintaining the Brahminical culture, and above all, becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. Without becoming a devotee of the Lord, one cannot perfect one's human life. The perfection of human life is to be elevated to the spiritual world, where there is no birth, no death, no disease, and no old age. That is the highest perfectional aim of human life. Without this aim, any amount of material advancement in so-called comforts can only bring the defeat of the human form of life. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas do not accept any foodstuff which is not offered first to this personality of Godhead. Foodstuff offered to the Lord is accepted by the devotees as the mercy of the Lord. After all, the Lord supplies all kinds of foodstuff both to the human being and to other animals. A human being must be conscious of the fact that all foodstuffs, namely grains, vegetables, milk, water, etc., the prime necessities of life, are supplied for mankind by the Lord, and such foodstuffs cannot be manufactured by any scientist or materialist in a laboratory or factory established by human effort. The intelligent class of men are called Brahmanas, and those who have realized the absolute truth in his supreme personal feature are called Vaishnavas. But both of them accept foodstuff, which are the remnants of sacrifice. Sacrifice is ultimately meant to satisfy the Yajna-purusha, Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita 3.13, it is said that one who accepts foodstuffs as the remnants of sacrifice is freed from all sinful reactions, and one who cooks foodstuffs for maintenance of his body takes in all kinds of sins which lead only to suffering. The foodstuff prepared by the Yadus of the Prabhash pilgrimage site to offer the bona fide Brahmanas there were all offered to the personality of Godhead Vishnu. The Yadus offered their sincere obeisances by touching their heads to the ground. The Yadus or any enlightened family in the Vedic culture are trained for attainment of human perfection by total cooperation of service between the different divisions of social orders. The word ururasam is also significant here. Hundreds of delicacies can be prepared simply by the combination of grains, vegetables, and milk. All such preparations are in the mode of goodness and therefore may be offered to the personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.26, the Lord accepts only foodstuffs which are within the range of fruits, flowers, leaves, and liquids, provided they are offered in complete devotional service. Devotional service is the only criterion for a bona fide offering to the Lord. The Lord assures that he positively eats such foodstuffs offered by the devotees. So, judging from all sides, the Yadus were perfectly trained, civilized persons, and their being cursed by the Brahmana sages was only by the desire of the Lord. The whole incident was a warning to all concerned that no one should behave lightly with Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports, the third canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan," end quote.